Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Susan, Walt, Judy, Steve, Ken, family and friends, brothers and sisters in Christ, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. Those are the beautiful words our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ says to you this morning. And were Jean able to speak to you this morning, she would echo those words. Do not let your hearts be troubled, dear loved ones. I am fine. Trust in God. Trust also in Jesus, God's Son. She would say those words to you because she has now received her faith's reward. She is experiencing the fulfillment of what it means to trust in Jesus. For now she resides in the paradise of heaven. Her Lord Jesus Christ prepared a place for her there, and early Friday morning He came and took her to be with Him. Do not let your hearts be troubled, dear friends. For even as you mourn for Jean, she is experiencing the unspeakable joys of being reunited with Emil, her brothers and sisters, and other family and friends who preceded her in death and departed this veil of tears with faith in Jesus Christ. She is not sad, but filled with joy beyond our knowing. She is not sorry to leave, but celebrating the fact that she has been called home. Do not let your hearts be troubled, for Jean is not troubled by anything and never will be again. Do not let your hearts be troubled doesn't mean do not be sad. It doesn't mean do not mourn. It doesn't mean do not miss your mom, your grandma, your sister, your great-grandma, and your friend. You will mourn Jean's passing and shed many tears. This is good. There's no shame in it. Jesus wept over the death of His friend Lazarus, and it's okay for you to weep over the death of your loved one, Jean. Do not let your hearts be troubled means do not mourn like those who have no hope. Do not let your hearts be troubled means that in the midst of your sadness and sorrow, you rejoice in the sure and certain fact that Jean will never again experience any pain or suffering, but forever will experience the eternal bliss of peace, comfort, and joy, which we can hardly fathom. And Jean is there, experiencing the eternal bliss, not because she earned her way there through a lifetime of good works, but solely because she knew the way, the truth, and the life, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, by faith. She was born again from above by water and word bestowed upon her in the sacrament of holy baptism. She received the sign of the cross upon her forehead and upon her heart to mark her as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. The disease of sin which began infecting her body the moment she was conceived, the same disease of sin which infects all of our bodies, was washed away by the Lord in baptism, and Jean received the white robe of Christ's holiness and righteousness. Throughout her lifetime, Jean had that robe continually cleansed in the blood of the Lamb, who lived the perfect life she couldn't live and suffered and died on the cross in her place for her sins. She knew her shepherd's voice and always longed to hear it. She made it a point to be in the Lord's house regularly, to be strengthened and preserved in the one true faith through the preached and taught Word of God and by receiving the very body and blood of her Lord in the Holy Sacrament. That's why Jean is experiencing that eternal bliss of heaven right now. For she was called by God, given the gift of faith to believe in Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior, and kept in that faith until she was called home on Friday. As I met with many of you yesterday at the funeral home and listened as you reminisced about Jean, it became obvious to me that she was a tremendous blessing to her family and friends, and was dearly loved by all who knew her. There's much we could say about Jean, and you all have many wonderful memories of her to cherish in your hearts. She loved quilting, which became more than just a hobby for her, and was more like a ministry. For not only did she make quilts for her family, but she also made over 240 quilts for Lutheran World Relief, which is not only very impressive, but also reveals one of the many fruits of her faith, for she desired to share her love with as many as she could. She also was a talented baker and will be forever remembered for her famous oatmeal chocolate chip cookies, which I'm told are very difficult to duplicate. She enjoyed playing pinochle, which next to euchre is a necessary pastime and qualification for all good Lutherans. She was a tremendous correspondent, always remembering to send notes and cards to everyone in the family, and even to friends and acquaintances she made long, long ago. Of course, the recipients of those notes and cards had to hold them really close to their face to read them, since I'm told that Jean had the tiniest handwriting known to man. But what a blessing it was for her to show forth her love by remembering and keeping in touch with her family, which was a talent in and of itself with such a large family, extending to 13 grandchildren and 17 great-grandchildren. Jean was truly blessed with a good life, a long, healthy life, one in which she could continue to do the things she loved right up to the end. Even when she was diagnosed with breast cancer last year, it still didn't slow her down. She continued to enjoy reading, taking walks, working in her yard and garden, and was even able to climb trees into her 80s, which may have not have been the smartest thing Jean ever did. But what a blessing from the Lord that she was still able to do those things in her elder years. In her own words, Jean said that there was nothing she would change about her life. She had no regrets. She realized what a blessed life she was given and privileged to live. She was secure in her faith. Her only disappointment was losing Emil so early, but she was able to get through that by clinging to her faith and by giving and receiving the love she shared with all of you. Oh yes, Jean lived a blessed life. But even more importantly, Jean lived a life which was a blessing to so many others. Our Lord tells us that we will know His children by their fruits. And while we're not saved by works, but solely by faith in Jesus Christ, where there is faith, good works follow. Believers bear good fruit, and certainly this was the case with Jean. As I talked with you yesterday and listened to you reminisce, there was a constant refrain heard through the memories shared, namely that Jean knew the importance of family and valued it very highly. This is not to be overlooked, dear friends, especially in our day and age when families are becoming more and more disconnected. Jean simply wouldn't allow that to happen with her family. She did everything she could to keep her family connected by making sure the family gathered to eat together often, hosting Christmas Eve at her house annually, and once again, by keeping in touch through correspondence. But it wasn't just that Jean desired to keep her family connected in this life, for she desired that all of you come to know the way, the truth, and the life by faith in Jesus Christ, so that her family would remain eternally connected. That's why one of the first things she did whenever the family was moved to another location was to find a church to attend. That's why she dragged all of you kids to church every Sunday. That's why she continued to attend and serve in the church throughout her lifetime. She knew that this earthly life is not all there is, that it is really nothing more than a drop in the bucket when compared to eternity. And she longed for her family to spend eternity with her in paradise. Jean was truly a blessing to you all. Of all the memories you have of Jean, cherish the memory of her faith the most. Look to the example she left behind for you. Rejoice that you were blessed with a mom, a grandma, a great-grandma, a sister, a friend, who not only knew Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, but through word and deed pointed you to Him, so that you would know Him by faith as well. That may seem like a given to many of you, but believe me, it's not. To have a matriarch of a family leave behind a legacy of faith is a rare gift indeed. Rejoice in that gift, my friends. Praise the Lord for it, for but by His grace you would not have it. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Jean is fine. She is better than all of us. Trust me. She went to church Monday, Thursday evening, heard the gospel proclaimed one last time, received the Lord's body and blood one last time, went home, fell asleep, and woke up in the arms of her Savior. Could there be any better way to go? Yes, it came as a shock, and surely you would have all loved to have been able to say goodbye, but what a blessed way to go. No suffering or long drawn-out battle with some dreaded disease, no hospital room hooked up to machines and filled with drugs, but simply asleep in her bed when her Lord came to take her to the place He had prepared for her. Would that the Lord grant us all such a peaceful exit from this life and entrance into eternal life in His kingdom, which has no end. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Today we commit Jean's body to the ground, but she's not there. Her body died because of the disease of sin, but her spirit lives in a place where there is no sin. For she had faith in the One who bore her sin on the cross on Good Friday, the very day Jean was called home. And when that last trumpet sounds, the body we bury today will be raised and reunited to Jean's spirit, and she will dwell in a perfect, glorified body in the Lord's perfect kingdom forever and ever. That same promise is for all of you, dear friends. In the Father's house are many rooms, and Jesus has prepared a place for all who trust in Him. Repent. Acknowledge your sins and confess them. Lay them all at the foot of the cross. Know and believe that Jesus Christ has paid the price, the full price, for all of your sins, no matter how big or how small, and cling to Him in faith that you receive the same forgiveness, life, and salvation which comes only through Him. The same forgiveness, life, and salvation Jean is experiencing in full right now. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in Me. This is the message our Lord wants you to hear this morning, and it's the message Jean proclaimed throughout her lifetime in word and deed. Believe it, dear friends, and you shall see Jean again, not just in your memories and dreams, but face to face in the paradise of heaven. Lord, grant this faith unto us all. In Jesus' holy and precious name. Amen. Now the peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.